our gathering today, O Lord. Thank you for your great presence in our midst. Thank you for the brethren who have returned safely from the islands, preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ. Bless them all, Lord, especially Brother Chandler for his labors of love, and the songs of Zion tonight that produce a wonderful atmosphere. Oh, Lord, look down upon your children who are affected, Lord, by the bad weather. We pray, Father, that you will bless them all, grant them grace. Bless Brother Lloyd, Father, in a special way. Lord, being absent from church, we know that he is not feeling well. And Lord, we pray that you will bless an undertaker for all your people around the world. Oh, Lord, the names are so numerous to call. But our Brother Watson, Brother Guyton, Lord, over in the Philippines, Brother Jose Daluyaya. Oh, God, remember, Lord, all of our brethren, Europe, in the Philippines, Lord, India. Oh, Lord, in Africa, in a special way, our precious brethren there, Johnson Esebami. I remember, oh, Lord, Brother Asari. Remember, oh, Lord, Brother Gamhal. Oh, God, Brother Popanga, Brother Max. Oh, God, Muzambalika. And the different saints, Lord, the names so numerous to call. Remember, Lord, your people, Brother Duncan, Brother Caleb there, Brother Patrick in Guyana. Remember the saints everywhere, Lord. Our precious Brother Kenny, Lord. Our brother down in Arizona, Lord. Vince Fayola. Oh, God, look down upon them, bless them. Lord, let these words be a great blessing around the world. And, Lord, let the scales fall off and let your children triumph over the enemy. Pray that you will bless and undertake tonight again as we come as children before you, before your throne, humbly bowing tonight. Lord, that you will bless the word again as you have always blessed for the many years. We return the thanks for the services past and the services that will come, O God, in the future. We gave you the glory and we gave you the thanks. Thank you for all the brethren, O God, so cooperative to be here in this inclement weather. O Lord, testifying and blessing your servant and blessing your name because of the wonderful words. We return the thanks to you tonight with all the grace. Lift your hands to him. Let us just thank the Lord for the way that he dealt with us after the manner of children. Oh, Lord, for protection, for guidance. Yes, from the storms and from the earthquakes and from the floods. Oh, God, food on the table. Lord, protection from our families, from bandits and robbers. Oh, God, blood is being spilled like water in this country. You have protected us. On top of us, Lord, giving us eternal life. Feeding us, clothing us, and causing us to hear the greatest truth that ever fell from human lips. Through the lips of thy prophet Malachi 4:5-6. We return the honor, we return the glory. We return the glory for the wonderful music. My trumpets, Lord, by the sax, Lord, by the organ, the piano, the guitar, the song leaders. We give you the praises today, and we give you the honor. Oh God, but above all, we give praises for your presence. Your presence is so great. It is so mighty, it is so wonderful. We thank you for the church down at Point 14, Brother Keith. Lift up his daughter, O Lord, from a bed of affliction. Bless his wife, Lord, bless his family, bless the congregation. O God, bless them as they listen in. And, O God, we thank you, Father, for those that will listen in tonight, Lord, in St. Lucia. Lord, even in India, if they are tuned in tonight, for making the way, Lord. O God, going as far as Indonesia, we pray that ever you will bless our brother Vincent over there, Lord, and grant him grace and grant him strength. O God, we give you the glory and we give you the thanks. We praise your mighty name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is above all names. For every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you are the only potentate, Lord of lords and King of kings. We magnify thy name tonight. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you so much, Lord, for salvation. Thank you so much for the word. Oh, God, how did it cross our paths, Lord? Only by predestination, by election. Thank you for my little sisters. Lord, living that Christian life, Lord, above the reproach of sin. The young men tonight living above the reproach of sin. Some will fall here and some will fall there. But Lord, I thank you for each one of them, Lord. Unmarried people tonight, Lord, bless them and strengthen them. Give them grace in this sodomite condition to live, O Lord, above sin and the vices of Sodom, I pray. A special blessing upon the youths tonight, Lord, that you will grant them grace and take away, O Lord, all lust from their heart, all lust of the flesh. Let them stand to the end, I pray thee. Bless the word now, we pray. As we open the blessed book, I pray, Lord, that you will anoint the words, and anoint the words that will be spoken tonight, and let it go far and wide, bringing deliverance. For we pray and ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, for his honor and glory, and the congregation say, Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. 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 Praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise be to God. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth beneath, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. Praise the living God. It seems like the more rain falls, the more people got. Yes, I was thinking tonight that, you know, some may not be able to make it. I want you to pray for Brother Lloyd when we miss him up in this front seat here. You know, he just can't make it. Sister Wendy, I don't know where you was, but we miss you when you're not up in your seat here. But we are thankful to the Lord for the return of Brother Chandler, the evangelist. Yes, yes, and he's back on duty immediately soon as he returns. And he has been a blessing to us tonight. And his companions, Brother Vincent Joseph, and Brother Bino, and Brother Peter went with them to the islands, and they have returned in victory. So we are thankful to the Lord. Lord, I call you young men because he is strong. Yes, I'm thankful to the Lord that these men could go, a young fella like Joe, near in his 80s. Yes, and he could make it as soon as he come back from the States. So we welcome them back home. Yes, into the fold. I tell you that there is no place like home. Yes, no matter we may roam, there is no place like home. Yes, and we are thankful that the Lord has given us a place of refuge. Better the house of God. When we were distressed in the world, the Lord brought us to the house of refuge. A great house of refuge. Some of us were sick, badly sick, suffering. Yes, brethren, bound by demon power, demon-possessed people. Yes, bound by religion, bound by heresy, bound by interpretation. Yes, don't know if we were going or coming, wallowing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Or the Lord brought us to the house of refuge. You know, in the Old Testament time, there was a house of refuge. That when a man commits sin and he needed deliverance, he had to start running. Because the avengers of blood was behind him. Yes, and they was going to kill him. And then he would have to run in. They had three houses of refuge, camps of refuge. And that man had to start running. Yes, and he would run breathless and reach by the gate and plead his cause quickly. Yes, sir. And the avengers of blood is behind him. They could kill him as long as he don't enter that gate. Amen. Yes, and then they hear his case quickly. And then they open up the gate. If they realize that the man did not intend to be a murderer. And we never intended to be sinners. We were born sinners. Yes, from the fall and from our appearance. And the Lord Jesus opened up the gate of refuge. Yes. And there was a law that as long as that man entered the city of refuge, he had to abide in the city of refuge. If ever he come out of the city of refuge and the family catch him and kill him, then the man was not responsible. He had the keeper of that city. We got to abide in the city of refuge. We must abide in the city of refuge. Yes, the city of our refuge is Jesus Christ. By one spirit we are all baptized into one body. Yes, the city of refuge. Thank God for his wonderful grace. And we are upon the subject tonight, final outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And we went through quite a bit of it for the past 2 days. This is our third message, and we cannot background very much, but I believe that the people are enjoying it. Yeah. So we are trying to study the teachings on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for rapture power, which is promised to the end-time bride, not according to our own understanding, our own theology, our own opinion, but we have set aside this time to teach it the way that the prophet of God expressed it. So we are not injecting our words into this work, but we are just quoting the prophet of God and trying to prove that this is indeed Brother Branham's teaching. Amen. How many can bear witness?
Amen.
Up to this point, that all that we taught is Brother Branham's teaching.
Amen.
On the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, he based his teachings on restoration. Restoration means to buy back to its original state or condition. And this restoration was promised in the end time here. And then we have a restoration back to the power of Pentecost. Not only that, but to be a church like unto Pentecost.
Amen.
That is restoration.
Right.
Now, but this end-time bride will surpass Pentecost, and they will be restored back to Eden.
Amen.
And that is where we are heading.
Amen.
No other church in the whole world, no other people, no other generation had that opportunity.
Hallelujah.
To be restored back to Eden. Only the end-time church.
Amen.
Because of that, the seals was opened up to reveal that secret and the great plan and God's great power, to loose God's great power of the outpouring of the Spirit that will restore us back to Eden.
Amen.
That is why in this restoration plan in the end-time and the ministry that is now about ready to come upon the earth, it involves a speak-the-word ministry. Even because in the beginning there was a speak the word ministry. That is how Eden was formed. That is how the world was formed. And the Lord, all that the Lord said, let there be. Yes. And then he sent a man that he called William Branham to demonstrate that that same thing could be done. And this man was hunting one day and he could not find squirrels. And he asked him, what do you want? So he said, I want 3 squirrels. He said, and speak them into existence. And the same words that God used in the beginning in Genesis, the same words came out of the prophet's mouth, and he said, let there be a squirrel there. The only thing is the Lord said, let there be a earth, and let there be trees, and let there be beasts. But here in this place, this man said, let there be a squirrel here. Yes, let there be a squirrel there, and let there be a squirrel over here. And it came to pass, yes, so now we are heading towards that great restoration. So now we are just not heading to Pentecost now. People could hardly believe in a return of Pentecost. We are talking about restoration back to the Garden of Eden. Yes, sir. So, it's a restoration. So, he used 3 major scriptures for restoration, popularly used by Brother Branham. Now, the first one was found in Joel 2. We read it last night. You're going to hear a little bit about it again tonight. And the second scripture was Malachi 4 and 6, that Elijah was sent to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. That is Pentecostal fathers. And then over in Matthew 17, it is written there, Elijah shall truly come and restore all things. There was one scripture that is very vital. Brother Branham did not make use of it very much. But it concerns restoration. So I said last night, 3 scriptures... Now, and I forgot this scripture all entirely, but Brother Jack reminded me. I preached on this many years ago, and this is found in Acts 3 and 19. All right, in Acts 3 and 19 deals with a very important scripture pertinent to restoration. And I believe the reason Brother Branham did not touch this scripture is because it applied to the 7 thunders and 7 seals and the coming of the Lord. And if he capitalized on this scripture, he will have to start speaking about the coming of the Lord which was hidden under the seventh seal, and which he did not want to reveal what he knew about it. So I read the scripture here, Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. The times of refreshing. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, to me, this is a major scripture of restoration. So, actually, there are four major scriptures in the Bible and not three, like I said last night, that speaks of restoration. But what I was saying last night is that Brother Branham majored on three. But then, this here speaks of the restitution or restoration of all things. Just like the Bible says, Elijah shall restore all things. And this scripture goes way down deep in, its context. And just to refresh your mind, I preached that several times many years ago. And to refresh your mind, all that the scripture is saying here is that the heavens will hold Jesus Christ, hold him at ransom, hold him up there on the mercy seat, and could no longer hold him again when the times of refreshing and restitution of all things dawn upon the face of the earth. Now link that to the seals, and you're going to see something. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And when the seals open up the plan of restoration, my brother, heaven had to release the Lord Jesus Christ in a shout and voice. Now, but that is not my subject, so don't contend with media in Africa, nor India. I'm just saying what that scripture means, but my subject is simply outpouring of the Holy Ghost as taught by the prophet. And if you don't believe me, then believe the prophet. Yes, believe his words. And we are dealing with those scriptures tonight on restoration. Brother Branham based all his teaching concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on those three scriptures of restoration. He based all his teachings upon those scriptures, and more heavily on Joel, the second chapter. So we will deal with that a little bit tonight. Now, just refreshing your minds tonight, and the brethren who was not here, all right, what we are trying to do is to teach you on the final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapture power. Final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapture power. Now, when we are proving that Brother Branham taught more about this outpouring of the Holy Ghost than we ever taught. And he taught about this outpouring of the Holy Spirit in such clarity and in such a forceful manner, yes, that it surprised us to know that he said such things about this outpouring, and he was consistent in his projection. From way back in the 50s, right down to the time of his departure, he kept on saying that we must have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That outpouring is to change our bodies to take us in the rapture. Amen. And to even bring the dead from the grave. All right, now our point of interest, which I don't want anybody to miss, and that is, Brother Branham taught the outpouring of the Holy Spirit under different terminologies. That means saying it in different ways. And instead of saying on every tape outpouring, then he used different terms. Yes, he used different words. Yes, but it is the same article that he was talking about. So one time he will say restoration. It is the same return of Pentecost. Next time he will say harvest rain. Next time he will say latter rain. Next time he will say quickening power.
Amen.
He preached a message called the quickening power.
Yes.
The rising of the sun.
Yes.
And then on another time, the prophet of God, he will say anointing.
Amen.
It was speaking of the same article. And then another time, he will say the fullness of the Godhead got to come into the bride.
Yes.
It was speaking of the same article. Then he spoke and said that you got to have perfect love to enter there. That's the same article. Later on, the Lord told him, that perfect love is what you preach about. It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And then he termed it the token. Then another time he termed it the kingdom of God. Then he spoke about the seed of God. And then he spoke about adoption. Now these are only the major terminologies that Brother Branham used to preach on another outpouring of the Holy Ghost called the fullness of Pentecost for the translation of the bride and for the resurrection of the saints. Now that last one I just called here, adoption, now that's a strong, strong thing. Yes, I'm looking. It seems like I will get into that tomorrow. And to make it a complete subject, I will see how the Lord leads. Now, so what we are doing, for the tape especially and for the brethren that now come, what we are doing, since Sunday evening, I have taken these terminologies, brother, and I am showing and proving that every one of these terminologies speak of the same article.
Yes.
And that is the fullness of Pentecost.
Yes.
And I am doing that not by my own thoughts. I am doing that by the very quotations of Brother Branham.
Yes.
So we passed on, when you was not here, we passed on quoting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we pass quoting the anointing. And we pass quoting the fullness of the Godhead. That made one message. And then we went on, and last night we sort of a recap a little bit on the terminologies. And then we could not move when we hit the terminology of headstone, capstone, the pyramid. So that is where we are. We was last night on our second message. Yes, we spoke on the headstone and we proved that it is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now that was proven. And then tonight I am left, you know, with a few more terminologies. I want to see how far that I will reach. It will speak of latter rain. People think that the latter rain is only the word. I am saying, and I'm going to prove by the words of Brother Branham, that it is the fullness of Pentecost. All right. I am going to deal probably with the token, which is the highlight message of all the messages of Brother Branham relating to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then I may hit tonight, kingdom of God. John the Baptist said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, they came to Jesus and asked Jesus, you know, would you restore the kingdom of God now? He says, not for you to know the time and the season, but he shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yes. So now we may get a little bit into that. But let me just give the highlights of the quotation. And I will repeat something from last night that I don't want you to miss. Now, Brother Branham preached an outpouring of the Holy Spirit throughout his life. and expect that outpouring of the Holy Spirit right through his life. He never seen it when he went on with the Lord, like Moses never entered the land. Yes, sir. And then the prophet of God, he learned something that he never did learn, and that is, with all the outpouring messages that he ever preached, he learned in 1962 several things. And one of the things that he learned is that he did not produce a bride for Christ like the one on the day of Pentecost. And he realized that revival fires went out. He said that unspoken word is the original seed. The Lord had to come and speak to him personally and tell him, Brother Branham, take up your pen and write. I will give you the answer. All right, thus and thus and thus is the case. He said that the church will come to the headstone, and then she will be the super church. Amen. The church must come to the headstone. Only then she will be the super church like she was on the day of Pentecost. Brother Branham understood differently. He went along and the Lord revealed to him another Sunday. And that is how to enter into this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And he gave him a message called Stature of a Perfect Man, which we call the pyramid teaching. In the pyramid teaching, Brother Branham understood from the Lord how the souls of the people must be prepared, be made ready to enter into the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that he preached for all his life. We call this here, my brothers and sisters, as we look on the board, we call this pyramid out here and all the teachings of the stature of a perfect man, we call that the plan to receive the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There is no other plan. That's the plan to receive the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That is the perfect man that Jesus was. For 30 years, he was grown up into that perfect plan of God with the seven virtues. And at the banks of Jordan, then, my friends, the great power of God, the fullness of Pentecost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, came down inside of Jesus. Fullness of the Godhead, bodily. If the church in the end time must receive the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that's the preparation. Right there. That's the plan. Those are the seven virtues that you must have. And it starts here from faith. And right at faith, you are born again. Right there, church statue of a perfect man. He said, right here, you are born again by faith.
Amen.
Faith is a revelation.
Amen.
He said, then you climb up in the virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godly, brotherly kindness. He said, when you hit brotherly kindness, he said, you are now getting in shape to receive the love of God, the headstone, perfect love,
Amen.
Which is charity. You heard us preach about perfect love? Friends, that is the road to perfect love. That's the plan to perfect love. Right now, you have a love seed down in you. If you are truly born again, you have a love seed planted in you. And that love seed is growing every day. Right, that love seed, it cannot hold hate. It cannot hold malice. Yes, it cannot hold offenses. Yeah. I'm telling you. You cannot hold hate, jealousy, murder. Yes, grudge down in the heart. Because that love seed there will expel that. It will dispel that. Yes, because bitter and sweet water cannot be in the same place at the same time. You either bitter or you either sweeter. Yes, and that love of God is down inside of here. Yes, and it keep on growing. The only thing that happened to you is you grow in love. After you receive that love seed and you are born by love, the only thing that happened to you is you grow more in love. Yes, you love your brethren. The first thing you'll do is to love God and love His Word, love salvation. I'm telling you, you will love that man that is bringing that word. You will love his prophet. You will love his messenger, because you cherish eternal life. And you know that the word of God is eternal life. And you know the word of God was resident in a prophet that was sent today. So the love of God fed your soul. So you are born again right down at the bottom of the pyramid. But then, when you are born again at the bottom of the pyramid there, you are born by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost now comes inside of you, and it builds you up into virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Yes. So now you are growing up, and you're having more of the Holy Ghost, and you are more like Christ. By the time that the outpouring is about to come upon you, you are almost in the image of Christ. Yes, you are honed down, the prophet called it, you are honed down right up to a peak. And you are almost in the very image of Christ, ready to catch the capstone. Capstone is only a type, pyramid is only a type. I am not a pyramid, no, my brothers and sisters. And Jesus is not actually a stone, it's a type. Yes, I am a human being, I'm a temple of God. So now, after Brother Branham preached on the pyramid, he called it, he said, this is the living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place. So in other words, you have a living tabernacle. It takes time to build. Yes, some probably never caught me last night, but what I was saying is that the natural temple of Solomon took something like 46 years. And they had to cut stones from certain places and bring to that temple, and they had a plan to follow. Oh, my Lord. And you know who gave the plan? God gave the plan. And you know who he gave it to? A prophet. And they had to build according to that blueprint. And if God is building a tabernacle, right, for him to live in, it's a being. It's a bunch of people. Then there was a plan for it. There's a program for it. And it came by a prophet. It came by our Moses today. We cannot go contrary to the blueprint. Yes. So now this is the blueprint how to prepare your temple. Yes. And first you surrender. You repent. You give your life to Christ. You aim at eternal life. Oh yes. And then you get born again. And the time you get born again, brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost comes and start building the temple. Amen. All that he wants is for you to yield. Yes. As you keep on building, you could hear the hammers going on. Yes. You could hear some chiseling. And I mean feel the chiseling. Yes, you could feel the chiseling down in there. Yes, a little problems, a little sorrows, a little sickness. Little troubles come, my brothers and sisters. You can hear the squeaking and the squawking. When you're building, there was a lot of noise, you know. Yes, so that building is going up. Yes, so now the building is going up. So when you hear all these kinds of screams and all these kinds of pains and people in agony, and more, I tell you, the building is going up. Yeah, you see one fellow get sick and lay up in a hospital, the building is going up. Yes, it is built through suffering, through sorrow. Yes, through the word of God, through chastisements. Yes. So it took that much time, 46 years, the temple was in building, the Jews said.
Yes. And Jesus, he came there and he looked at it and said, destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days. They thought it was a natural building, but he was talking about his body. Yes. So now, as Jesus was made a living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place, so he is building a bride to be a living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place for God to come and dwell in.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, that's the pattern Jesus was built in.
Amen.
And the Lord wants you to be built in the very same pattern.
Amen.
Then when we come in the same pattern, the fullness of the Godhead that was in Jesus Christ comes into the end time bride.
Amen.
Oh my. Then it will rapture your bodies. It will change your bodies. My brother, all the wrinkles going to change and the teeth that you lost, you're going to get them back. I'm telling you, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. My God. I want to get into the spirit to preach, my brother, on the hereafter. Oh, pray for me. Oh, my. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, we are nearing home or something. It feels so good when we talk about the change that is coming. If it will make young people laugh, what about old people? My, I tell you. And it makes us feel good to know we have a body. Yes, sir. So now, on the headstone, the prophet of God, I'm just hitting the highlights to show. Now, why is this? Why I'm hitting this highlight? Beloved, people don't understand what, you know, must be in them before they get the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. People don't understand up to now that a headstone is the same outpouring of the Spirit. So now I read these quotes last night to prove that point. That the headstone is not the Word. They think that the Word is God and the Word is the head, Christ, and then that is a headstone. Nonsense. The headstone is the Holy Spirit. Look at it at the pyramid. Beloved, Brother Branham draw that. Look at it there. If it was Word, Brother Branham would mark Word up there. He marked Holy Spirit. And he marked love. That love, my brother, is perfect love, which is charity. Brother Branham, draw that pyramid. Which man must put Word up there? My brother, Word is at the bottom of the pyramid. Because you are born by the Word of God. We are born again by the incorruptible seed, Word of God. Word is at the bottom of the pyramid. Spirit at the top of the pyramid. Let's start. Just by that diagram, you could defeat these quacks behind the pulpit. Thousands of people sit down with their mouth open, friends, and listening to these intellectual men telling them that the headstone is the Word. When the Word was restored, then the headstone came, brethren. And the headstone is now inside of you. The rapture could take place any day. You know, brethren, you are lying. All right, on Daniel 70 weeks, 1961, the prophet of God stated, the headstone is the Holy Ghost. And it will rapture the church. All right, on adoption 1960, Brother Branham said, the headstone is coming to manifest the sons of God. Yeah. He said, and this could not happen throughout the church ages. No, it had to wait for the end time when the Word is restored. Unspoken Word is the original seed. 1962, Brother Branham said, the bride will come to the headstone and she will be the super church. I'm just hitting the highlights now. Now, the message of grace, 1961, the prophet of God said, Christ is the cornerstone and he is also the headstone. All right, maybe you never seen this before, brethren, but this, you know, tickle you a little bit. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and he is also the capstone. If you cut off the cornerstone from here, on an angle, it will bring your feet directly. You understand what I'm trying to say? At the bottom of the pyramid, if you cut off the corner out here, which is the cornerstone, it will fit directly and make the capstone on the top of the pyramid. So Jesus Christ is both the cornerstone and the capstone. All right? Now, I preached several messages on that when they had heresies flowing around this country. You know, and I proved that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone and he is also the capstone. And where do you get scripture for the cornerstone? Jesus said, the stone that you builders have rejected has become the head of the corner. Not the head of the building, the head of the corner. Yes. Now, brethren, ask any preacher that talks about cornerstone, ask him, since they reject the stone which was Jesus Christ, when did the cornerstone come? And when did it become the head of the corner? Come on, children. When did my brother the rejected stone became the cornerstone? There is no other place that you could fit that but the day of Pentecost. When they reject and crucify Jesus Christ, you say, I will come again and be in you. And brother, when they reject Jesus Christ, he came back on the day of Pentecost in the form of the Holy Spirit. And that was the cornerstone. I'm saying that the cornerstone was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost then. And then if the cornerstone was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the capstone got to be the same thing. Because of the same Spirit of Jesus Christ coming to the church. Cornerstone and capstone is the same thing, and it is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And nobody has that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And nobody tonight, my brother, cannot go in the rapture until the headstone comes. The bride is not born until the capstone comes. And if the rapture is to take place tonight, nobody goes. There is not a man prepared from Africa to India to the Philippines to Europe to America to Canada. Wherever you are, I challenge the world. You cannot go in the rapture if it takes place tonight. There comes something before the rapture. And what comes before the rapture is the headstone. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And the outpouring of the Holy Ghost comes there as the final quickening to change your mortal body. And Romans 8 said that if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. That is what we are looking for. Yes, don't matter how bright they are in the message, how great they are in the message, you are not going out of here until there come another song from heaven, and we have another outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we have the headstone coming to the church. Oh my, you believe what I tell you, friend? Amen. I know what I am talking about. Amen. Yes, sir, I'm a seasoned old horse. In preaching this old Pentecostal blessing. Yes, sir, like a great big picture before me. I have no doubts. I have no shadow of doubt, my brothers and sisters. Nobody is going to lift one foot from off the earth until that outpouring come upon the face of the earth. Yes. And the reason that God is holding back this outpouring is for every one of you, my brother, is to apply the plan of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godly and brotherly kindness. That's his patience. Every day he comes and inspects the building. You feel the great presence of the Lord here for a couple hours, holding. What is he doing? Inspecting the building before he put the seal on it. As Brother Branham explained. Yes, sir. He's inspecting the building every night, my brothers and sisters. Stopping it. You see, there is some weak spot that a thief could come in there. Yes, he is testing out. Yes, and he tests you. And one of these days, yes, he will say, the building is completed. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. We are looking for that day.
All right. So now, over here, I'm saying that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone and the capstone. Simple, children. All that we are saying is that what they had on the day of Pentecost represent the cornerstone. What is coming in the end time to the church represents the headstone. It is one and the self-same article. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness of Pentecost to bring the rapture and bring the resurrection. And bring to you a bride's revival. That is why the church is so dead throughout Africa, throughout India, and throughout the world. They can talk about the miracles of Brother Branham, but they cannot produce it now. Yes, sir. That is why. And they are too ashamed to admit it. Yes, but there was a headstone coming. And you are going to see the sons of God manifested in power. They're going to stop creation from growing. Yes. So the statue of a perfect man, the prophet said out here in 1962, statue of a perfect man, I'm quoting. He says, that page 27, he says that I am not here to build an organization this morning. No, he said, I'm not interested in that. I am sent to build powerhouses for God. He said, that's my mission upon the earth, is to build powerhouses for God. Yes, sir. And that is what we are trying to build here. Yes, we are trying to build powerhouses for God. All right. Over here, on sign of the answers, prophet of God says, the capstone or the headstone, he said, that's perfect love. Yes, sir. He said, a man or the church, the only way that he will be sealed is to possess these seven virtues. That is plain as ever, friend, in the statue of a perfect man. All right, statue of a perfect man, he said, the seven virtues must be in the believer before the headstone come and caps him. He said, that's the Holy Ghost. The headstone is the Holy Ghost. The headstone is charity. It produces a church. It produces a living tabernacle for the living God. In blasphemous names, 1962, he preached that soon after statue of a perfect man. He said that the Holy Ghost is not correctly taught. That is why there was so much confusion. We are teaching it correctly, though. All right. He said, soon the Holy Ghost being poured out will come and seal the church. He said, and when that happens, the rapture will go. So I have proven to you by these headings and from last night's message that a headstone is the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, whatever the outpouring does when it comes, the headstone does the same thing. So it got to be the same article. The outpouring has come to change your body and bring the resurrection. The headstone comes to change your body and bring the resurrection. The outpouring comes for a bride's revival, and the headstone comes for a bride revival. I am saying it's not the word. It is the same article of Pentecost. Now we slip our attention to the terminology latter rain. Latter rain and first of all, Brother Branham spoke of the latter rain in many places, and I am going to prove by his own words tonight, regardless of what is thought around the world, that the latter rain is the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Some thought that it is the Word of God. And you know what scripture they use? Big men around this message. They are just shameless. And you know what the scripture they use? They use a scripture in the Old Testament, your doctrine shall fall as the latter rain. Isn't that weak? I could use that scripture, doctrine falling as the latter rain. It never said that a doctrine is the latter rain.
Your doctrine will fall as a ladder rain. Do you know what quotation that they use to prove that it is the Word? Let me see if I could find it here. All right. The quotation that they pick out of all that Brother Branham said on the spoken word is the original seed. Here, this quotation that they use, they're taken out from spoken word is the original seed. And Brother Branham said the rain is going to fall pretty soon. I mean the real rain. I hope I live to see it. It will be the living word as it was in the beginning. The spoken word of God have his power. So they pick out what Brother Branham said in the latter part of that quotation, where Brother Branham said that it will be the living word. So they say, you see, Brother Branham said the latter rain is the living word. Nonsense. Why they leave off the beginning of the quotation then? Yeah, the beginning of the quotation defeats them right there. They say the rain is going to fall pretty soon. The very quotation defeats them. And he said, I mean the real rain. And hear what he says further. He said, I hope I live to see it. All right. Brethren, it was something else he was talking about. If it was the word, Brother Branham would say, yes, brethren, it's the word. It's the message I preach. It already came. I seen it. I seen it already. It's a great thing. No, he was talking about something else. He was talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And somebody might ask, I say, Brother Bruce, what we will do with the other part? It will be the living word as it was in the beginning. The spoken word of God have his power. All that it means is when the outpouring of the Holy Ghost come upon the word, it will manifest the word. And make the word live. And do what it says. That is all that they're saying here. That when that outpouring of the Holy Spirit come on the latter rain, it will make my brother Mark 16:16 live. Yes. John 14:12 live. Yes. Everything in the Bible, every promise of God in the Bible, live. Yes. It will be the living word of God as it was in the beginning. Yes. He's talking about the book of Acts. The church will make the Bible live as the early church made the Bible live. Don't let them pull these things over you, brethren. The promises of God are real. Amen. And yea and amen to them that believe. All right. Now, Brother Branham was one of the first that ever start talking about a latter rain. Okay, brethren. Then he had to have some kind of a scriptural basis. And the interpretation for latter rain, then. We don't know nothing. We came as dogs from nowhere. We never knew nothing about Bible. We knew nothing about a prophet. We knew nothing about a latter rain. We never knew nothing about seals. We never knew about church age. So don't try to get too bright, you know. No, that is what happened to people. They came from nowhere as dogs. And they came to a prophet, my brother, that had all the knowledge in the Word of God. And now they want to pick out one or two items and say he's wrong here and he's wrong out here. As I often say with all respect, where you as a mangy dog come from to correct God's prophet? And if this would not sound insulting to them heretics that do that, I say, go and wash your mange. Yes, and disinfect your mouth before you pass judgment on the prophet of God. You came from nowhere, God bring you as a Gentile dog, saved you as a rum drinker, a cuss mother, and then you take that same mouth to try to correct the prophet of God. I say, William Branham is right and the whole world is wrong. What He says, right, my brother, and every church is wrong, every theologian is wrong, and every skeptic is wrong, every intellectual man is wrong, my brother, every heretic is wrong.
We believe William Branham. All right, friends, the prophet of God, he had to have a script here before he spoke about latter rain. Now, if we find that scripture and stand on that scripture and how he interpreted that scripture, then we know that we are going right. Do you know what is the scripture, Brother Branham? Use my brother for latter rain. Hear it. But what about the true seed? It will happen just as we have said, the people of God are being made ready by the word of truth from the messenger of his age. In her will be the fullness of Pentecost, for the Spirit will bring the people right back to where they were at the beginning. That is, thus said the Lord. It is thus said the Lord, for that is what Joel 2:23-26 says. Is that right? I will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, and I will restore. That is taken from the church age, the resume of the church age. Now don't go to sleep. What I am saying is that Brother Branham, who preached, my brother, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, tie it right into the latter rain in Joel 23-25, chapter 2. He says, and that is, thus saith the Lord, that God is going to bring the church right back to the beginning of Pentecost. He says, this is the scripture for it right here. Behold, I send unto you the former rain moderately, and I will cause for you to come down the former rain and the latter rain in 1 month. He said, that is thus saith the Lord for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So now Brother Branham tied the outpouring of the Holy Ghost together with the latter rain. Make it something else if you can, you heretics outside there. Yes, sir. Who had a blown up mind, think that they know some things. Many of them sit, brother, and they start counting how long there was in a message. Yeah, I was in a message from 1960, 1965. Yes, and you are dumb because you're backslidden drinking rum. Yeah, person smoking somewhere, living in adultery. Yes, sir. And then boast about how long you accepted the message. Yeah, no revelation. That is what it is. A backslider should shut his mouth and not even open it. And nobody should listen to a backslider. If a backslider have any knowledge in the word of God, my brother, he will live above sin. And he's not fit to guide anybody's soul or even open his mouth. He's no more than a mangy dog that need to hold on to the cross and beg for repentance. Oh, yes, sir. Now, friends, that is resume of the church ages. I have proven my point right here by the preaching of God's prophet that the outpouring of the Holy Ghost is the latter rain. With thus saith the Lord behind it. Yes, not me saying that, Brother Branham saying that. He said that we must come back to the Pentecostal blessing out here, and the church must be taken back to the fullness of Pentecost. And he said, that is, thus saith the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord. And why do I say, thus saith the Lord? Joel 2:23-25. Behold, I send you the former and the latter rain. That's it. That's the scripture. Hope tie them right there when they talk about latter rain already come, my brothers and sisters. Tie it back to the fullness of Pentecost. It is not the word of God, it is the Spirit of God. All right, now I will let Brother Branham speak to you. Okay. We are going well, aren't you? All right. former rain and latter rain, outpouring of the Spirit. I read here from Jesus Arose, 1956. And remember, he said there would be a former rain and latter rain. And in the latter rain, both former and latter rain would come together, a double portion. Hallelujah. Then if we see that the former rain, what the former rain produced, how much more will the latter rain produce? When God pours out His Spirit, yes, there will be signs and wonders take place. As I was speaking not long ago, as your beloved pastor published it, when omnipotence speaks, miracles happen. It has to. Unquote. The prophet of God is saying that if the former rain produced so much miracle and sign, how much more will the latter rain produce? Now, do you know, children, that Brother Branham said that his ministry was the former rain? Sowing the word and bringing the word. He is speaking of his own ministry here. He said, if that ministry produced so much signs and wonders, what about the latter rain? How much more will it produce? Because that will be a double portion of the Spirit. That will be a double portion of the Spirit coming upon the bride. All right, I quote again. Now, what they are trying to do, they are trying to manufacture a latter rain. Nonsense! Why? That latter rain will sweep the world, brother! Now you will see what the latter rain produces. You will find out, you will find out that there will be an affiliation, church affiliation, the Pentecostal and all the groups will come together. And they will shut the doors on them guys that won't listen to it. And you won't even be allowed to open your mouth. That's right. That's when he will come. That's when he will show. That's when you will see a rain. Oh my, lay still, be quiet, let it go. Spoken word is the original seed. I hope you get that. Brother Branham gave us some pointers to know when the latter rain is here. He said, number one, you will see what it produces. He said, it will tighten up the World Council of Churches. Is that right? Yes. They will close the church doors about that time. All right, the signs of the latter rain. Yes, he said, when, then he said, at that time, you will see a rain. Yes, they will close the church door. It will tighten up the World Council of Churches together. It will bring an affiliation. Unquote. Do you know that that ties right in with the third pull? When the squeeze come down, watch for the third pull. The latter rain is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's not the word of God. Okay, I read again. We are on the verge, brother. Somebody come back from Canaan. Unquote. Somebody come back from Canaan. He could not say it, but I could say it from him. William Branham came back from Canaan. He came back from Canaan. He brought the grapes. Yes, sir. We on the verge, brother. Somebody come back from Canaan. The grapes are good. Yes, sir. It's our land. My God. God give it to us.
Amen.
We can take it.
Amen.
God said so. Didn't he?
Amen.
God said we had it. It's ours. And we are living in the last days. Don't you believe it? He said in the last days I will send down the rain in abundance like that. Both former and latter rain will fall in this day. And what they had back there, plus what God is going to give us is right now at hand.
Amen.
And he said, amen.
Amen.
Exploits of Faith, 1953. Isn't this wonderful, brethren? Now, there are some nice things here. Watch it.
All right. Now, God promised that he was going to send a former rain and a latter rain. And he promised the former and the latter rain in the latter rain, in other words, a double portion. Like the garment of Elijah. When Elijah dropped it, Elijah picked up and had a double portion. He was a type, as a type of the church and Christ today. Unquote. The prophet of God said, Elisha typed the church. And Elijah, of course, was Brother Branham's ministry. He said, the church is to get a double portion of the Spirit. Because they will catch Elijah's mantle. Thank God that we have Elijah's mantle. The revealed word of God is Elisha's mantle. Unless you don't get that mantle, brother, and put it on, I tell you, you cannot have that double portion of the Spirit. My God, make me feel the preacher. Yes. And brothers and sisters, that Elijah just went away in a chariot of fire alive. Yes, and he picked up the mantle. Elisha picked up the mantle. My brothers and sisters, and picked it up in his hand. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Brother Branham? Where is the God that raised the dead and healed the sick? Where is the God that created the sterile? Where is the God, my brother, that do all them signs in the days of Brother Branham? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he smote the river Jordan, hid and Tida. And the river Jordan opened up and he walked over on dry land. Yes. A double portion of the Spirit of Elijah fall upon Elijah. And that is what Brother Branham says coming to the church today. A double portion of the Spirit. Yes, see how he is going to interpret the double portion. You missed it there just now, you know. Double portion, let me see if I find that a little lower down. Here it is. That glorious church. No, I skipped one here. Now, God promised that he was going to send a former rain and a latter rain. He promised the former rain and the latter rain in the latter rain. In other words, a double portion like the garment of Elijah. When Elijah dropped it, Elijah picked up and had a double portion. He was a type of a church of Christ. That's angel of God. That glorious church that's to be here on earth, when Jesus comes to receive a glorious church, we are receiving the latter rain to pour out. A double portion of the Holy Ghost is coming on the earth and is sweeping every nation, and revival fires are burning on every hill, making a way. Now, hear what Joel said. Behold, I have given to you the former rain moderately, and I will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain. That's the double portion in 1 month. Now, you see what I'm talking about? Now, that's the double portion, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. It is doubled up, so now Brother Branham is interpreting that as a double portion of the Spirit. Amen. Yes, sir. All right, that is taken here from making a way. Now, outpouring. Let us deal with that again. And in the day that God has poured out His Spirit from on high, great signs and wonders are to accompany the ministry of this day. When the former rain are falling together, and we know that there are supposed to be great signs and wonders, things that are to be. 1965. If it was the word and message came a long time before 1965. If it was the opening of the seals, he could not say this. He said, we know that the latter rain is going to come one of these days, and there will be great signs and wonders in the church. Don't let nobody fool you. The latter rain is not the word, it is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, and we are going to have it. Is that right? Amen. Yes, it's true. It's right. Yes, sir. So here, mother, let me break down that a little bit. Now, you would read certain things in Brother Branham's message where he said the latter rain is over. Now, people cannot put that together. All right. You see, Brother Branham, would there be a lottery in ministry? He said, that is what is going on right now. Yes. They don't understand that. Let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. Brother Branham came in the power of the former and lottery. Tell me what is lottery. Tell me what is lottery. The lottery, my brother, is what they receive on the day of Pentecost. And Brother Branham came in the power of the Spirit, the power of the latter rain, and the former rain with a teaching ministry. That is why when they ask him that, they say it's about over. Yes. How is it over? It's over under the ministry of Malachi 4. But it was getting ready now for the bride of Christ. Elijah was to get a double portion of the Spirit. So now that is where. That is rightly dividing the word of God. Now we could go a little deeper here, brothers and sisters, but I don't want to confuse you. Do you know that Joel is applicable? Joel 2 is applicable for the day of Pentecost. And what came on the day of Pentecost was the latter rain. And Jesus had come with the former rain of teaching the word. And the former rain produced a latter rain on the day of Pentecost. Is that right? Which was an outpouring of the Spirit. The same thing is repeated lastly because the scripture has a compound meaning. Yes. That the latter rain was to come in the end time, and it is another outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And then soon, my brother, as it is fulfilled in the last day, my brother, the sun is going to withdraw its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the moon is going to be turned into blood. Check your book of Acts where Brother Peter said that. He said, this is that was spoken of by Joel the prophet. Right now, if you don't understand that simple thing, go and pray, you know. You're not pressing in the Spirit. I warn you that we are going to be climbing up a little high. And if while these things coming up, my brother, you are sleeping away and you are getting trouble in your spirit to understand them, something wrong down there. Go and purge out and come back tomorrow. I'm going to let you go just now. Purge out. I might get an adoption tomorrow. You will need more spirit to understand it. All right, I will just read these quotations here, but I will lay a little foundation. Now, after the prophet of God, I'm switching now to the terminology token. Token. Now, after the prophet of God preached for all that time, oh my, you see, to give you the real, 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 real understanding, my brother, you see, you've got to say certain things, but this is a simple message of outpouring. Now, but what it has happened is that Brother Branham preached this outpouring of the Holy Ghost under a different terminology called the token. And he never made a message so serious. All right? Now, the people of God went in a certain anointing all along. Yes. But Brother Branham realized that the rapture was going to come. It is coming closer and closer. And the prophet of God knew that they cannot make the rapture with the measure of spirit that they had. Yes, sir. So now the Lord warned Brother Branham. There was some deep revelation there. I wouldn't go into it. Now we will take too much time. The prophet of God warned Brother Branham and gave him the message called the token. So now Brother Branham, he said, this is that message that was to follow the seals. And he came there to warn the people that they must receive the token or perish. Now, I am saying here tonight, brother, that token that the prophet of God preached was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of God, yes, sir, the fullness of Pentecost, the same latter rain, yes, sir, the great anointing of God. But the seriousness of that message is that Brother Branham knew that if the people don't get that, they are going to perish. and they will go through the tribulation. Because it was going to be declared by a prophet. There's more to that. Leave it off. Now, brethren, hear this and see if you can comprehend it. That token that Brother Branham was preaching about the church got to receive. Yes, and must receive it. Otherwise, they will perish. Hear what he said now. The lamb was killed in the evening time after being kept up for 14 days. 2 servants of 14. And then the lamb was killed and the blood was applied in the evening time. You get it? The token never come into existence until the evening time. The token never come into existence until the evening time, and this is the evening time of the age that we live in. This is the evening time for the church. This is the evening time for me. This is the evening time for my message. I am dying. I am going. I am moving out in the evening time of the gospel. Unquoted. This is 1963. Brother Branham knew that he was going to die and leave the scene. And he was giving his last warning that you will get this outpouring or you will perish. But he preached it under the terminology token, which was tied to a bus ticket. All right, here it is. And we have come up through justification and so forth, but this is the time that the token has to be applied. Because we can see that the wrath is about ready to pass through the land, and everything from under that token will perish. That's the token. Listen to me, children. This is what I had been happening to you. I'm not trying to frighten you. Youths, brothers and sisters, this is the first message that I ever read in my life from Brother Branham. And it was called the token. Yes. That is before I came to the message. A man passed by and was giving out all kinds of books. And the Lord allow him to put that book in my hand. And I took the token and I read it. From then, at that time, I realized that I need what they had on the day of Pentecost, otherwise I going through the tribulation. And friends, in my ignorance, I went everywhere to many churches and asked them to give it to me. Yes. They beat me and slapped me all in my head. And when they finish, I realize I ain't have it. And it drove me to the wilderness, friends. That is what drove me to the wilderness. And you know my testimony. I say, Lord, you will come and talk to me, or I will die right here without food and water. Thank God he came. Oh, thank God he came. Yes. It was this message that drove me into that spot. Yes, sir. It will ever receive the token or perish. And that stick down in my youthful heart. Yes, beloved. Stick down, went down into my heart. And from that time on, I know that I need the fullness of Pentecost. From a youth. Children, that is what I'm trying to embed in you. Listen, you ain't going to get it just because it come tomorrow, friend. You have to be in preparation. Forget your nonsense. Yes, you will go out and fulfill your lust. It will be over in a little bit. And that pleasure, you will forget it in a moment. Yes, friends. Set your affections on the kingdom of God. Set your affections, my brethren, on getting this promise. Listen, without this promise of God coming upon you, you're going through the tribulation to suffer all kinds of plagues. You will end up in hell. You will remain there 1,000 years in agony. And at the end of that, you'll be cast into the lake of fire for millions of years. To whom much is given, much is required of him. And he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not shall be beaten with many stripes. Yes, sir. Take my consideration that I took, brothers and sisters, almost 4 decades. Even though I run 100 years from the Lord and I live it up 100 years in the world, I will still have to face the Almighty. Let me face him now. Yes, and I face him now, and I'm so happy that I face him now. I'm trying to lead you to eternal life, children. This is the truth. Yes, this is what motivated me. Even before I met the revivalists, I knew I had to have this. Before I met the revivalists, I knew that the manifested sons of God got to come on the scene. But I did not have things, my brothers and sisters, in the right perspective. Yes, I was still deceived. Yes, I did not know that this was God's plan. Yes, to get the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. We're going to close just now. Hear the prophet of God pleading. All right. Notice, they were not just yet come together to talk about the message. They come together to apply the blood, to apply the token. That's what you must do. Hear this, friend. Unquote. Hear this, sir. If this is not the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, this is a big insult to the Branham ministers. After all these ministers preach, and Brother Neville pastored the church for all the years, hear what Brother Branham telling them. He said, Pastor Neville, and to this congregation, trustees, deacons, to you brethren, it's time that we lay aside all the foolishness of this world. Time we lay aside everything else. We have seen enough now that we are positive, sure, and the token must be applied. Without it, you are going to perish. You must perish. You must perish. That is the only thing. Oh, don't come together and say, I believe. Get beneath it. Get into it. How to do it? By one spirit we are all baptized into one body of Jesus Christ. Everybody believe with all your heart. See, he was not responsible for anything outside from beneath it. Now you interpret that how you want, friend. Yes. He called upon Neville, the deacon board, the congregation, to receive the article called the token because they did not have it. Tell me it's not the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It is. And write in the token book, see that is connected with a covenant. All right. he pleaded again. He said, hear me in the name of the Lord. Hear me. Got to come beneath the blood. He was not responsible for any person from beneath the blood. God made it clear that all from under that blood would perish. May I use his words, all outside of Christ will perish. Come, musicians, let us send them home a little early. Oh, my brother, this was one of the most emotional, heart-touching messages that Brother Branham ever preached. And he came back and preached desperation in the evening. And he said, you must be desperate or perish. You must get this token, children. You must be desperate. You've got to forget your foolishness. Brethren, you have to pass that stage of church membership. Yes. And you have to set your heart in so much, Lord, I must be prepared for that token to make this rapture. It's not a matter, friends, of just sitting in church. It's a matter of making up your mind to get that promise at all costs. And if you have that vision before you, if you have that goal before you, my beloved, all them things will fall off. All them little things will go this way, that way. You will curb your lust, brethren. You will fast. You will pray. Yeah. Your lust will pass away. Yes. All that you own in the world will pass away. Yes. You've got to set your affections, my brother, on that kingdom. Seek it first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Oh, my. Hear the prophet again, Redwin.
I have got children too. I've got to see them saved. Without the display of the token, they will perish. There is no resurrection for them. That's right, they are gone. Only when the token is displayed. Uncle, Brother Branham include his children. Isn't they gone? They cannot be resurrected. They cannot be saved without a token. Yes. All right, I read again. Display that token. Read the Bible. Come up to everything. And if your spirit in you don't say amen to that, then you would better go back and change that you got for the token. You haven't got it. He said, when you hear that token preach, you must be able to say amen. Agree with it. Center your vision and affection upon that. He said, otherwise you have the wrong ghost. All right, last one. Now the token is not the blood. It is a life that was in the blood. The Holy Spirit. I don't care how religious you are. Unless you have received the Holy Ghost, you will perish. It's the only way. There is not another scripture to do anything. Only that alone. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Ephesians 4 and 30. I am only responsible for quoting. Let the people interpret these things how they want. But Brother Branham said that we will receive the token or perish. Brethren, we have not followed covenant by his favor. That is all the terminology that I could hit tonight. I wanted to do justice to these things. And I have here the kingdom of God, which we will pick up, and adoption. Let us see what the Lord will do tomorrow. And let us close this meeting concerning the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. People are waiting in Africa and India and different parts there. Where the Guidon is sitting there, he is waiting there, locked up in his room for 12 hours. Yes, looking at DVDs and listening to tapes for the whole night. Yes, Brother Watson. Yes, looking at DVDs, doing all kinds of things. Jumping and shouting with other ministers from organizations who have been baptized in Christian baptism. Oh, they are so overwhelmed with the preaching of the token, the preaching of the outpouring of the Spirit. Yes, revival fires are burning. Yes, I'm talking about a man locked up in a house, my brother, for 12 hours and look at DVD whole night. Yes, sir. Overwhelmed to see the sisters rejoice, to see the people here, to see the dressing, to see the Spirit of the Lord manifesting, to hear the words of life. Yes, sir. We have it right in our midst now. We must receive the token. And let me say, like Brother Branham, Bethel, Deacon Board, ministers, congregation, trustee board, brothers and sisters, we will receive the token or perish. But we are lined up for it. We have found a plan. And we have been applying the plan for a long time now. The token is ours. The token is our goal. We would receive that token. We are being prepared right now. Yes, the Lord bless your hearts tonight. Give us a song, Brother Chandler. This is a serious hour. Let us all stand, brethren. Serious hour, serious time.
pilgrim stranger, I'm going to a land. I'm going to a city who'll make a pilgrim's God. A land of milk and honey that no money can buy.
Hey, you hear?
And by the grace of my God, I'll reach in that land as He holds my hand. Oh, I'm walking with my Jesus, believing as I go. Can return with a ball. giants in the land. But Joshua and Caleb, they said that the giants are nothing but bread. Oh, I'm walking with my Jesus. Oh, he got me by his hand.
Mr. Service.
Yeah. Yeah, celebrate it.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for His word. The blessed word of hope. We give God time. Our God loves us. And He's speaking to His minister, get ready. The Spirit is crying for us to get the virtues to receive the golden headstone. Get ready. We have reached to a turning point. Get ready. My pastor, tired in prison. Not everyone should get the new birth, to have the Holy Ghost, to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the new birth, you cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Start skylarking. Give up the world and grip Christ. Moving from this world, you cannot go with any parcel from this world to the royal kingdom. Give up everything and hold on to Christ and let us march on to glory. Peace, peace, peace. Thank you, my beloved. Thank you. Thank you. That's the man of God for the hour to prepare the bride. And he's trying every day that every one of our lives should open to see the Lord who descended. He's with us. But because you're so busy about natural things, you can't see Him. But He's here, speaking to you every night. Open your eyes, you're going to see your God. And when you see your God, you receive the new birth. And the new birth is God inside you. Wake up! Stop your nonsense. Give up them all and seek Christ. Seek eternal life and the kingdom of God. God bless you. Let us bow. Our heads in honor to the great King, my Lord. To His Excellency, the Governor of our souls, we bow in humble adoration unto Thee, and we give Thee thanks for Thy love, mercy, and grace toward us. We thank You for Your word of life, comfort, consolation, and hope. Lord, hear us as we bow in humble adoration, look down in mercy, forgive us all sins, please, pardon our iniquities, bless our transgressions, Lord, and help us to give up the folly of things and the world and cling to Thee for eternal life. Thank You for Your word. Forgive us, Lord. Pardon our iniquities, blood, roast, and gashes. Change us up now, O God. Help us to repent and renew the right spirit within everyone. Give us the new birth. Please make us one and send unto us the golden capstone and make us now sons and daughters manifested, sons and daughters of the face of the earth, to bring honor, thanksgiving, praises, and glory unto thee. We thank you, O Lord. Carry us to our home, safe in peace. Keep us and bring us back in the morrow. And bless your manservants in the morrow again. And bless us, Lord, and strengthen us to live for thee. This we ask with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are dismissed.
Amen.
Thank you.